Tomorrow is Father's Day, and for fathers everywhere, and for those who think fondly of them, we want to play again a favorite radio essay, one that's already been on this show a couple of times. Here is Scott Simon's remembrance of his father, a piece that first aired almost 20 years ago.
When I was growing up, there were three patron saints in our household: Winston Churchill, Adlai Stevenson, and Groucho Marx. Not necessarily in that order.
Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father. And that's good enough for us.
My father was a comedian. He wore bow ties and packed the tools of his work into a pot-bellied green briefcase: rubber spiders, a joy buzzer and the New York Times, a kazoo, a flask, a calendar, and a goose-voiced bicycle horn. My father died shortly before Father's Day, 32 years ago. Back in 1981, while moving from one apartment to another, I found a scarred steel box with a rusting lid that lifted up to reveal several reels of recording tape beginning to fray and fall apart. I brought the tapes into our Chicago bureau, where our engineer, Rich Rary, rotated the reels by hand until we could make out words, then parts of jokes, then punchlines. It was my father's voice, then my mother's, and finally, the voice of a small boy. That year, Rich and I made a radio piece from those tapes, which, after all, are the tools of our work. It's been rerun four times over the past 19 years, and this year, without further thinking or revision, we wanted to listen to it again.
Start timing. I shall never forget the night we met, darling. We kissed the ass, a burning, smoldering kiss that seared my very lips. You had forgotten to remove your cigar, remember?
Most of the recordings were rehearsals of routines he was trying to time and work out, but there were two tapes in that box of recordings my father made with his son.
And say, this is my first recording.
And my sister Connie.
But one of many.
My mommy.
This year, I happen to be on a book tour, and it astonishes and pleases me that so many people I meet remember hearing these tapes and the feeling they offered of a father and a son together at that time in their lives when they seem most fundamentally astounding and delightful to each other. This year, I'd like to hear portions from those recordings again, too, because, well, they're funny. In this next one, my father tape recorded my mother recounting my first doctor's examination.
His navel protrudes a little bit, so he's got him taped up there, and we have to put some Benzol ointment or whatever it is on it. Here, do you want to take this?
We're signing off till a later date.
Not till a later date.
This is Scotty's first outing. It's the first time he went to the doctor. It was May 8th. May 9th, 1952, the day he was supposed to have been born, was the day he went to the doctor. I will stop now. I'm the father, I think.
During what must have been my second Christmas, my father recorded my mother, who is Irish and went to convent schools, explaining to my father, who was Jewish, and to me, the nativity scene she'd set down on cotton wadding beneath our Christmas tree.
And there's St. Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. Shall we sing happy birthday to Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh,
right now?
Ernie, now don't.
What?
This is a Bible story.
Well, you don't sing happy birthday to Jesus.
You do sing happy birthday to Jesus.
No.
I remember the recording light on that machine bouncing, lighting on and off when we laughed or shouted. I like to see that, I suppose, but could get more infatuated with the twirling of the reels.
Say, what is your name, dear man?
What's your name, dear man?
My name is Ernie Simon. Oh, Scott, look what you did. I'm afraid you lost up the whole thing. Scotty, aren't you ashamed of yourself? Well, say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I'll see you a little later on.
I'll see you a little later on.
Well, don't chew the phone. Take the phone out of your mouth.
Okay.
Say, I'm sorry, Daddy dear.
I'm sorry, Daddy dear.
Honey, Vee.
The tape recorder, as I remember, was large as a suitcase, and the recording tape was brittle, thin, and prone to pull apart like a drugstore napkin. Our home recordings were more ceremony than spontaneous, with my father prompting the performance.
Say so long, neighbors.
So long, neighbors.
Keep those cards and letters a-coming.
Keep those cards and letters a-coming.
So long, neighbors.
Then
this is
another one.
Wait, what?
Let's make
another one. Another one? You didn't even want to make one. You're rolling all over the floor while I'm making this. I'm surprised.
No, I'm not. You don't need to roll over the floor now.
Oh, you're rolling all over the floor. Say so long, neighbors.
I want to make another
one. Scotty, you've been running all over the floor.
There's a recording from one autumn of my father holding himself beneath a coffee table and using his voice and hands to make a Beulah the Witch puppet seem too real as I sat in my mother's lap.
You think of for Halloween? Pumpkins and witches and black cats and what else?
Yeah!
Oh, there's Beulah the Witch!
Hello, Scotty. I'm
Oh, Beulah Witch, you don't frighten me at all. Stop it, Beulah.
Hello, Scotty. Can I kiss you, please?
Beulah wants to kiss you, Scotty. Can Beulah kiss you?
No.
No? She is so silly. You shouldn't let her frighten you. She's a silly old witch.
There are no tape recordings after that. The machine got broken, or maybe lost, when we moved from California to Cleveland. And a few years after these recordings, my mother and father were divorced. He died when I was 16. After telling us he wanted the inscription on his grave to read, "See, I told you I was sick." Today it does. And I hope that when solemn, saddened strangers walk by his marker, they'll look down and laugh. There are practical lessons from our fathers that survive. How to drive, tie our shoes, shave, cross the street, ride a bike, or swing a bat. They can show us that it's bad to lie, and good to love, and wise to pay back money. But at least today, I think much of what we may think our fathers taught us gets changed around and confused by life. What stays for me are ways in which we can make each other laugh.
You want to sing a song with Daddy? Let's you and I sing Happy Trails, huh?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
Who sings that, Gene Autry?
Buck Rogers.
Well, don't hit the microphone when you talk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, stop standing on your head just a second.